It's Success in Life with Dr. Cuba Davis King. It is Friday, everybody. Stand by. Wow. We made a week. How about that? If you feel like dancing, that's all right. Go ahead and break it down. Okay, they're dancing in the studio. All right, all right. Thank you. Welcome again, everybody, to Success in Life with Dr. Cuba Davis King. We are live in the Success in Life studio in La Jolla, California, and we're having a great time. We have made a week, everybody. Here it is Friday, and it's exciting. And I often say this, everybody. What you see with me is what you get. The way I am, the way you're listening, is the way I am at my live seminars. For many years, for over 7 years, I trained medical doctors. And this is the way I was with them. And they dubbed me the King of Inspiration. That's where I first got that. And it was exciting to work with these medical professionals. And people want you to be yourself. And that's the way I am. That's the way I am with every audience I'm with. So let me welcome you back, everybody. Success in Life, Dr. Cuba Davis King. We are on day 5, chapter 15. We're reading from my book, How to Call a Meeting with Yourself, Daily Success Habits that Produce Stunning Results. Today, we're going to invest 15 minutes building your self-confidence. No doubt you've noticed that the stunningly successful exude an aura of total self-confidence. I'm reading from page 62. If it were sweat, it would run out of their pores. They smile, walk faster, and talk louder. They're winners, and you can spot them easily in a crowd. Confidence comes from knowing everybody, knowing yourself, knowing your purpose, and knowing your abilities. See, people who lack self-confidence are confused about their place in life. On the other hand, successful people are constantly expanding their knowledge. They are ever searching for what succeeds and why. That's why I really loved just reading the story of Steve Jobs. Constantly pushing the envelope. You see, we live in the information age, everyone. Or what we call the knowledge economy. And those with superior knowledge and understanding of how to market their knowledge will win big in this new economy. Folks, that's just the way it is. It's a fact that as your educational level expands, so does your income. Now, education doesn't necessarily mean going to a formal school, although I strongly encourage it. Education simply means you're motivated to gather all of the necessary information and knowledge to win at the game you are playing. There's the game of law, the game of medicine, the game of football, the game of golf, the game of stocks and finance and real estate, etc. You've got to know your stuff. And the reason I call it a game, everybody, one of the things I learned early on, don't take yourself too seriously. Because somebody said, nobody's going to get out of life alive. And so let me encourage you, those of you who think you've passed the age, you feel you can learn, is never too late. And to the young people who feel that when they graduate from high school or college, that's the end of the learning process, that they're finished and that's all the education they'll need. No, that's wrong. You're not finished, not by a long shot. Your journey has just begun. Listen carefully, everyone. Get real close to the radio. Your ability to stay on the cutting edge of knowledge and information in your chosen field, by keeping abreast of current trends, will always be a key to your success now and throughout your entire career. Take note of the stunningly successful, and you'll find they're the ones called on to deal with the burning issues of our day, and they're the ones highly sought out for their answers, be it technology, medicine, business, politics, military, etc. They are the movers and shakers, people who get things done. Why? Because they are in the know. They know how things get done. They have superior knowledge of their subject matter, and they will always do a little bit more than others in their field to win. See, what do winners do? Winners do a little bit more than everybody else does. I remember some time ago I read the story of Michael Jordan, the fact that Michael Jordan, long after practice was over, he was still an additional hour, 2 hours shooting baskets. What do winners do? They do what it takes and just a little bit more. That's why they excel to the highest levels, because they're willing to put in a little bit more time than other people. True enough, everyone wants to be recognized as a person who knows their stuff. But few, and I mean few, are willing to study hard and pay the price it takes to be that person. I think it was MacArthur Douglas who wrote in his book, and it's out of print. It's a book I picked up some 30 years ago. The book is called How to Make a Habit of Succeeding. And he wrote that many people, just about everyone, wants to be successful. But in reality, most people just want to party and have a good time. You see, those become the haters. Every person you see at the top has paid a price to get there. Nobody gets to the top on accident. This is the very reason the stunningly successful exude such a high degree of self-confidence. They do what others don't want to do, and people flock to them in numbers. You see, everybody loves a winner and wants to know how they acquire such unstoppable self-confidence. People who are not self-motivated, listen everybody, will always pay a portion of their income to managers and supervisors to motivate them. In other words, the managers and supervisors do whatever it takes and what other workers will not do. So the less motivated you are, the more of your income you give up to others. Pure and simple. Let me say it again. The less motivated you are, the more of your income you give to others to motivate you. And so, according to the very best sources, the average person uses only 10% of their mental capacity. I know, I don't know if that figure is absolutely right, that there's pros and cons on both ends of the coin of that hypothesis. But guess what, everybody? Doesn't matter. I know within myself if I'm using my capacities, if I'm learning, if I'm pushing myself to the point where I know that I can do better or I can do more. Am I pushing myself to get to that level or am I slacking? Only you can answer that question. Now, be honest with yourself, everybody. By taking an honest look at how you spend your time each and every day, you can stack the odds in your favor. But you've got to do an honest assessment of where you are today. Now, by now you realize that everything, good or bad, starts in the mind. There's a thing called psychogenesis. Psycho meaning mind, genesis mean beginning. Everything begins in the mind. And so today, I want you to take a notepad and keep track of what influences your thinking. What do you watch on television? Write it down. See, because it's going to give you a picture of why you're at where you're at, why you think the way you think, why you're in this place that you are now. What do you listen to on the radio? What do you read and digest from newspapers and magazines? What do you have a tendency to gravitate toward? What type of music do you listen to? What type of programs are you drawn to? What kind of people do you associate with on a daily basis? Who are those people? Who do you spend time with talking to on the phone? Whether you realize it or not, all of these entities influence the way you think. They either help build or help destroy your self-confidence. if you really want to get a clear picture of yourself, why you're in the state you're in right now, follow yourself around for an entire week. Take notes. And at the end of the week, folks, call a meeting with yourself. Lay all the cards on the table and do an honest assessment, because only you are going to be at that meeting. What you see might not be pretty, and it might even shock you. But remember, you can reprogram your mind for success. You can get rid of those self-defeating habits and start on the road to stunning success. How do you do it? Begin to limit your exposure to negativity in every arena that you know. If you can't find anything positive on the radio while you're driving, put in a CD, learn a new language. As we said, create a college in your car. There's plenty of good books on tapes that you can listen to while you drive. Today, spend 15 minutes on building your self-confidence. I had a feeling it was coming. We are at the end of the week. 15 minutes building your self-confidence. Take note of what you listen to, what you read, what you study, the people you hang around, and begin to change it around you. Thank you once again for joining me and allowing me to join you. Success in life. What a great week it's been. Come on back, everybody. We're just beginning to study these strategies. Dr. Cuba Davis King saying thank you for hanging with me this entire week. And if I don't see you in person, I'll meet you by way of radio. Once again, success in life. Until then, go out there and make your dreams king. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye for now.